Americans today can be persuaded to act creatively and imaginatively to make democracy work. This, says Whitney, is my hope. This is my dream. This is my faith. And the question that black people in Boston and black people in America would ask of this community and of this state is, do you share that hope? Do you share that dream? And do you share that faith? And we await the answer. It's a mistake to suggest that black people are for Jimmy Carter. But there's also an interesting aspect of Jimmy. Jimmy's an old friend of mine. I'm from Georgia. And we sort of homeboys. And we peanut together. But for black people, Jimmy Carter, like Terry Sanford in North Carolina, like Dale Bumpers in Arkansas, like John West in South Carolina, like Reuben Askew in Florida, did some things that no other Southern governor dared to do. Now, the real problem with Jimmy Carter is that the liberals kind of don't understand him, number one, because his name is Jimmy rather than James R. And secondly, because they don't have their hooks in him. He ain't a member of the ADA. But that's kind of a problem. But I think that the black people are really hanging very loose in this campaign.
Sure, there's a contract got on my life.
That means what? That the people you worked with in the Klan want to kill you?
Yes, sir. That's what I was told by the FBI.
And you're afraid if you're recognized, you'll be killed?
There's absolutely no doubt in my mind, sir, that I don't live in danger.
Most of your book describes your life in the Klan, but I wonder if you could summarize in a few sentences what a typical day or night was like.
Sure, they were tiring. They were hard days. They were very hectic days. I was trying to accomplish a job for the government, appease my own family, and maintain two jobs. And in essence, it was hard to do in the period of time I had to do it in.
And always pretending.
Yes, sir.
How would you describe the average Klansman that you knew?
Sure, the average Klansman that I know is a hard worker. I think he's sincere in his beliefs. You have different groupings of Klansmen. I think that you have violent Klansmen and regular Klansmen.
Violent and regular?
Yes. I think and some men, they don't believe that maybe certain laws are right or wrong, but they're not going to go out and assassinate people.
In your own case, you were involved in a lot of fights.
That's correct.
Shot at a couple of times. Had your throat cut?
That's correct. I had my throat cut.
A dangerous, strenuous life, frequently under suspicion. But you liked all that, didn't you?
To a certain degree. I thought it was quite interesting. It was certainly a challenge.
You liked that double life?
Yes, I did.
How much money did you make as an FBI undercover agent?
Sir, approximately $400 a month at the time.
Let's talk about the Viola Liuzzo murder. You were actually in the car with the other Klansman who shot her in 1965, as you've testified. As you think back to that day, is there any way you could have prevented that killing?
I honestly don't believe so. If I had, it would have put my own life in danger.
You were going down that road at 100 miles an hour or more. The Viola Liuzzo car and your car. You knew something was going to happen.
Yes,
there were
I
a lot
did.
Of passes made.
Yes, that's
but
correct.
But you didn't know that we were going to try to kill
I really him. Didn't believe there was going to be a killing. I knew there was going to be an assault of some type. I knew this. I really felt like they were going to take him out and beat him. That's normally what would have happened.
But there was no, you felt no responsibility to try to prevent that?
Sir, I can't say. It seemed like it was a lifetime to me. I didn't know. It went through my mind, to be quite honest with you. I didn't know where to try to pull my pistol on the members of the Klan that was in the car was when I saw him raise his weapon. I didn't know what to do.
What about other acts of terror that took place while you were in the Klan? Could you have prevented any of those?
Some of them could have been prevented. In fact, several of the major ones could have been prevented had something been done with my information.
You reported that things were going to happen.
As much as 3 weeks in advance.
Uh-huh. And then what?
And then there were beatings and bombings and assassinations.
But nothing was...
Absolutely nothing was done about it. I just don't understand that.
The FBI passed the information on to local authorities, did they? To the Alabama police, Birmingham police?
The FBI maintains they passed this information on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And if they passed it on, why wasn't something acted on it?
Well, the police, you write in your book, that the police and the Klan were in very, very close touch.
Absolutely no doubt about it. That being...